time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
TCZ increases teacher loan scheme thresholds to enhance access to affordable financing. Government commissions ERB 197 kilowatt solar system. And DR Congo Court sentences 54 to death in final verdict on murder of UN experts. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Peter Botta. The Teaching Council of Zambia, TCZ, has increased the loan threshold for the teacher loan scheme in a bid to empower teachers with affordable financing. TCZ Registrar Ebi Mwanga says the scheme is aimed at enabling teachers to address pressing needs, invest in personal development, and improve their quality of life. Under the revised loan scheme, teachers will be able to access higher amounts with flexible repayment periods of up to 60 months, subject to one's employment tenure and retirement considerations, said Mr. Mwanga in a statement issued to RCV News today. Mr. Mwanga said the facility will continue to offer competitive interest rates, making it one of the most affordable loan products available on the financial market. He said the revision of the scheme reflects the Council's recognition of the critical role teachers play in national development and is intended to further strengthen the program's impact. Mr. Mwanga further clarified that the loan application process remains unchanged and will continue to include a verification process before applications are considered for approval by the committee. He said teachers seeking more information on application procedures, eligibility requirements, and implementation timelines have been advised to contact the TCZ Secretariat Regional Offices or access official communication channels. Agribusiness expert Gilbert Banda has warned of a possible drought during the upcoming farming season, cautioning that farmers who depend entirely on crop production may be vulnerable to the expected El Nino weather conditions. Mr. Banda urges farmers to prepare in advance by focusing on crops that require less rainfall and are better suited to dry conditions. Speaking in an interview with RCV News today, Mr. Banda also encouraged farmers to diversify their operations by investing in livestock production and establishing pasture nurseries to secure sufficient feed supplies, helping them cope with the unpredictable impacts of climate change and a potential drought. Mr. Banda has commended Zambia's projected maize harvest of 4.9 million metric tons from the previous farming season, describing it as a significant achievement for a country where maize is the primary staple crop. He further called on farmers to adopt climate-smart agricultural practices and grow drought-tolerant crops to strengthen resilience and maintain productivity amid increasingly unpredictable weather patterns. Government has officially launched and commissioned the Energy Regulation Board ERB 197 kilowatt kick solar power system. Minister of Energy, Permanent Secretary in Charge of Electricity, Arnold Simwamba, says government recognizes the importance of embracing innovative and sustainable energy solutions that contribute to national objectives. Speaking during the launch in Osaka today, Mr. Simwamba stressed that it is important that other alternative sources of energy are recognized, especially at a time when the energy sector is undergoing a transformation driven by the need to enhance energy security, improve efficiency, and mitigate the effects of climate change. It is important to note that this initiative performs a key component from the Presidential Initiative, a national program designed to accelerate the transition to renewable energy within the public sector, said Mr. Simwamba. Mr. Simwamba highlighted the importance of the program, which seeks to leverage the country's abundance of solar resources to power public institutions, reduce dependency on conventional electricity sources, and promote long-term sustainability in service delivery. And ERB Board Chairperson James Banda said the solar power system is a milestone achievement for the institution and a significant step towards a sustainable energy future. Mr. Banda stressed that today's event is not merely the commissioning of solar installation, but a demonstration of ERB's commitment to energy efficiency and environmental stewardship. He added that ERB not only has a mandate to regulate the sector, but to lead by example, as witnessed by solar power systems.
With a generation capacity of 197 kilowatts, the system is expected to significantly offset our electricity consumption, resulting in considerable savings on energy costs over its operational lifespan. And this is a message which we have consistently been talking about to the nation since we had the terrible experience of the drought 2 years ago, which saw at the worst time having supply as well as 3 hours on it. And the message has consistently been the need for us to diversify our energy mix.
The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has strongly condemned the growing trend of politicians using young people as instruments of violence during political campaigns. ZEHEST Executive Director and Founder Clarence Muziamba has expressed deep concern about the exploitation of youths for political purposes, stressing that young people should be viewed as agents of national development rather than tools for conflict. Every act of political violence robs a young person of their future, their education, and their dignity, said Mr. Muziamba in a statement issued to RCV News today. Mr. Muziamba has called for peaceful and issue-based political campaigns, emphasizing that politics should be driven by ideas rather than intimidation and violence. He further urged political leaders to prioritize the protection of young people and refrain from exploiting them for political gain. Mr. Muziamba also stressed the importance of safeguarding Zambia's peace and unity, describing national harmony as being more important than any election outcome. Youths, your energy is needed in entrepreneurship, innovation, and skills development, not in street fights. Say no to being used, said Mr. Muziamba. He further urged all political parties, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, law enforcement, and traditional leaders to act now